888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and product. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM. 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory number 2 a huge success.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory Number 2 a huge success.
Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We welcome all of those listeners listening throughout the country. Welcome and welcome again to the OPT network. All you've got to do is go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. Well, it's Tuesday, and I know for many parents, it's feeling more and more like Friday. I was talking to my friend Robin on yesterday, who's a teacher at Lafargue Elementary School, and she said she is literally counting the hours. School is almost over, and you know what? No more ironing school uniforms, no more projects, no more school. So everybody's excited. Parents are excited. Kids are excited. But you know, as the summer months are approaching, there are still some things that we've got to do to help our kids to stay engaged, and reading is one. And I was looking at the town talk this morning, and First Lady Supriya Jindal was at NACMN encouraging kids to read, and that's one of the things that Robin and I were talking about on yesterday. And there are a lot of reading programs that are going to be happening this summer, and we're going to tell you about those programs, and we're going to try to encourage every child from every background to learn to love to read. And parents, it starts with us. It starts with us encouraging our kids. It starts with us taking our kids to the library, spending time and helping our kids to become familiar with the library, and helping them to find books that they can learn to love to read. And I was saying to Robin that for our son, Deuce, he really got really immersed in reading when it came to finding those series of books that your kids can just start to dive into and love. And for every child, it's something different. But we have got to take the measures necessary to encourage our kids to read. And sometimes you just have to read with your kids. And I know we have a lot on our plates, and it takes time to do that. But if we can just take 30 minutes out of our day to help our kids to read, not only does it increase their language, it increases their vocabulary, it increases their comprehension. So there are so many good things about reading. And not only do we want to encourage our kids to read, but parents, we want to encourage you to read. That's why we bring so many authors to the OPT Network. We read so that hopefully you'll want to. Because let me tell you something, there's nothing quite like putting your own eye gates on certain books, on certain materials that are going to help you to get better. And so we look for the best authors, the best encouragers throughout the country, and we try to bring them right here to the OPT Network. And it doesn't get any better than Dr. Maya Angelou and some of the people that we have brought and that we will continue to bring. But it's not for entertainment purposes only. It's to empower you, to empower yourself. And sometimes you've got to just encourage yourself, because oftentimes there's nobody there to do it for you. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, encouraging yourself. And we want to encourage you this morning, especially ladies, to get into a restful place. And I'm going to tell you who we're going to be talking to this morning a little bit later in the show. But this morning, I want to remind you guys about those school zones. We're just about to wrap it up with school. So please remember that those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 a.m. And if you're traveling in and you're trying to wrap it up, just get there safe. Make sure that you remember school buses are still running. And for a lot of parents, I know for us, it's half days. So, you know, kids are going to be out of school, and a lot of those kids are going to be unsupervised. So we would ask that throughout the day, you're mindful that kids are milling around and they're out and about. So please be careful throughout the day, because summer is absolutely here. So we've got to watch out for our kids, not only in the mornings now, but all day, because many of them are not in some summer programs. And so we would encourage you, if you've got summer reading programs like the library does, let us know so that we can tell our listeners, and we'll tell you about the main library is having a summer program, and it's starting May 26th. We're going to tell you a little bit about that later in the show. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a phenomenal lady. Her name is Rachel Olson, and we'll tell you more about her. But this is a show that will absolutely encourage the best in each and every one of us. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Hick HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Make sure that you're on the right financial path with your pathway advisor. It doesn't matter if you are late starting or if you are early starting. Here's the number to phone. It's 318-448-8600. Also Red River Bank. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. And you can phone Kyle and his team by dialing 318-346-6695. Also like to remind you about Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. It doesn't matter whether your vehicle is domestic or foreign. The team at Daryl's Auto Service is there to serve you. And here's the number. It's 318-443-5741. Well, you know, this morning I told you that we wanted to have a special show to encourage all of our moms and encourage all of us who have been busy just working, multitasking, and doing all the things that women do on a daily basis. And sometimes it's tough. And sometimes we don't get the encouragement we need. So this is what we decided to do. We decided to bring in Rachel Olson, and I got an email from my sister friend who sent me over an encouragement for Rachel from Rachel Olson from her blog, and I said, you know what, this is what we need. And so let me tell you a little bit about Rachel. She works with Proverbs 31 Ministry. She's a writer, she's a speaker, and for many years she served as editor-in-chief of Encouragement for Today. Rachel works, again, with just encouraging people. She's gotten her latest books she's working on right now. But the book that we're going to be talking about this morning is It's No Secret, Revealing Divine Truths That Every Woman Should Know. And Rachel is just a natural encourager, and we welcome her to the OPT Network for the very first time, all the way from North Carolina. Rachel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. Let me first start by saying congratulations on 19 years of marriage.
Yes, thank you.
And
yeah, 19 years.
Go ahead.
It's 19 years yesterday, which when I say it, it sounds like a really long time. It truly feels like the time has just flown by.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, we're happy to have you this morning. And I want to start by talking about Proverbs 31 Ministry. And I was saying to you before we started, every woman would like to think of herself as a Proverbs 31 woman. But let's talk about the ministry.
Sure. Proverbs 31 Ministries is a nonprofit, non-denominational ministry based out of North Carolina here, and it's just a ministry to women. Our purpose at Proverbs 31 is to help today's busy woman find God's peace, perspective, and purpose. And we reach out to women through a number of means. We're on the radio with a Proverbs 31 radio segment. We have a monthly magazine which targets women's needs. And is full of great articles from all kinds of Christian leaders and writers. We have an online website at proverbs31.org. And from that website, we have a devotional that's called Encouragement for Today that's absolutely free. You can receive it in your email box or on your smartphone Monday through Friday. And we have about 500,000, half a million women subscribed to that are reading those devotions each day and starting their day with God through that. So that's a little bit about who we are and what we do.
That's amazing. And so let's talk about your writing career, Rachel, and how that started.
Well, it's started, my first book is God's Purpose for Every Woman, and it's one that I wrote with my teammates at Encouragement for Today at Proverbs 31. It's a book of devotions. My second book, which we'll talk a little bit about today, is called It's No Secret, as you said, Revealing Divine Truths for Every Woman. And my next book comes out in December, and it is called My One Word.
Wow. And so for you, how did you, and I know for people who are just meeting you, you are a mass communications major, but how did you really break into writing that first book?
The first book, let's see, to start up, as you indicated, I do have a journalism degree as my undergrad degree, and then I have a communications degree as my master's degree. And I began about a little over a decade ago, working with Proverbs. I began writing for Proverbs, the devotional that I mentioned, Encouragement for mm-hmm. Today. I also began writing magazine articles for local regional magazines, parenting magazines in my area, that sort of thing. So I just sort of built up a resume of writing clips that I could take to a publisher. And then I started submitting proposals to publishers. And, you know, anybody out there is interested in doing that. I know there are women who have dreams on their heart to write a book. Proverbs does an annual conference every summer called She Speaks. It's a She Speaks conference, and there you can bring your ideas, bring your proposals, and meet with publishers. So that's a great avenue if somebody's interested in that.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, there are lots of women, and we meet them on a daily basis, who are talking about writing books but are not able to actually birth that book. Talk about mm-hmm. the challenges of the birthing process.
It's like it is. Birthing is a great metaphor because it does take a good long time. Typically, you know, a good 9 months to a year, and it's exhausting. Having just finished up yesterday, not only being my wedding anniversary, it was also the day final edits were due on my next book, and I'm feeling that. I definitely feel like I just gave birth. It's a long process. When you're in it alone, it can be a solitary process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of time just you and God. But for me, writing really helps me crystallize what it is I think and what it is I believe and what it is that God's saying to me.
And I think that that's going to encourage a lot of women, Rachel, who do have that book in their womb and they're trying to birth it. And I want to talk about It's No Secret, because many of us are not living in the rest of God. Talk about how that was birthed in your spirit.
The book was birthed out of a verse in Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. It was a curious sort of verse to me because the disciples are with Jesus, his 12 followers, and they noticed that when he would go out and he would teach the people, that there was sort of a shift in his teaching style. Before he had taught pretty straightforward, and suddenly he was starting to talk in these parables or these stories that he's famous for now. Mm-hmm. He would tell stories, and you had to sort of figure out what the story meant and what it was a metaphor for. And so they come to him in Matthew 13, and they ask Jesus, why are you always telling these stories now? You know, sometimes the people don't get it. Sometimes we don't get it. And so Jesus answered them in verse 11 there. He said, you have been permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And to those who are open to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. And so out of that passage, I just was like, what are these secrets? Mm-hmm. You know, what are these kingdom, these heavenly secrets? And do I know what they are? Do I understand them? And that sort of sent me on a search through the scriptures to kind of isolate some of those secrets. And I call them secrets because that's the word that Jesus used there. But obviously, they're not secret at all. They're right there in the pages of the Bible for anyone to grasp hold of.
And, you know, there may be some people that are grasping for those secrets this morning. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about those secrets. And we're going to talk about revealing the divine truths that every woman should know. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back right after this.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, and there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976. Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. World-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised because we learn what we are taught and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching three steps to get a blessing, five ways to get a car, ten ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things. And I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the spirit.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, long known for their great warmth, great fun, great food, and great friendliness. Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. If you've been in a car accident and you need to know what your legal rights are, here's the number for free consultation. It's 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Don't forget that May is Stroke Awareness Month, and you can still tap into LACVT for all of those screenings by phoning 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, it is Tuesday, May the 22nd, and it's 8:03. And we're joined by Rachel Olson, who is the author of many books. But this morning we're talking about her book, It's No Secret, Revealing Divine Truths That Every Woman Should Know. And one of the things that we were talking about, Rachel, before we went to the break, are those secrets and how we can tap into that. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, as I said before the break, when I read a passage in the Bible that said that God had laid out some secrets for us in the pages of that book, I wanted to know what those were. And so I read and I studied to see what it was that God had revealed to me and to us through that. And then what I realized is that you can gain knowledge, which is an important first step. You can amass knowledge in your head of what it is that that God might be calling you to do, but you have to add faith to it, and you have to add action to it. So that's really how you tap into. You learn what it is that that's maybe in your heart, put there from God, that He's calling you to do, or in the pages of a sacred text that He speaks to you through, and then you have to add faith to that. You have to believe that and step out into it. Begin to apply it to your life.
Absolutely. And that's, isn't that the hardest part, though, Rachel, application?
It so is, because, you know, the tendency is if we think about something for long enough, and maybe we even talk about it a lot, we tend to get sort of deluded into thinking we've now addressed that, we've done something about it. And that's where we spend a lot of time thinking or planning or talking and not as much doing. And that's where the rubber meets the road, as they say.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, and one of the reasons why we wanted to have this conversation is because there are a lot of women, especially, that are, and I was telling you about, you know, the metaphor, and people who listen to the show know that I use it a lot, that are pregnant, I'd like to say, with a book, with a dream, with gifts, with talents, that they never go through that birthing process. You know, they never actually get to the laboring, to birth whatever it is that lies within. And it's always interesting to me to find out how other women have done it.
You know, in the birthing process, you know, the birthing process is famous for its contractions, famous for the really difficult, painful, strenuous part. But in each one of those, in between each one of those contractions, there is a period of rest where the striving and the pushing and the pain backs off for a few minutes and you rest. And so I very much think that any process mirrors that. There are times of effort, and then there are times to pull back and to rest and to sort of recalibrate. And in those times of rest, I personally have to turn my attention back to God and remember, this is who I'm dependent on. This is where my strength comes from. And this is where my marching orders come from as well. So I definitely see in that metaphor periods of learning, of resting, of contemplating and planning and depending on God, and then periods of intense activity to move forward and apply what it is that you feel called to do.
Right. And let's talk about those divine truths that we should all know. What are some of those truths?
Oh, goodness. You know, the Bible's the biggest book I've ever read in my life. There's a lot of them in there. But in my book, It's No Secret, I pulled out about a dozen of them that I felt like were particularly relevant to women today. They kind of almost fly in the face of typical thinking. You know, one of them is revealing the secret power of humility. You know, we're called to be self-confident and to be a go-getter. And yes, there's room for that in our lives, absolutely. But we're also called, I believe, to humility. And I think there's a lot of power that goes unnoticed in humility. Another one.
Let's rest right there before we go to the next. I really want people to meditate on that, because sometimes humility can be misconstrued.
Yes.
And so I want you to talk about how we rest in humility without feeling weakened or lessened.
Well, I think we do mistake humility for weakness. We think of humility as being meek, and we think of meek as being weak. But in truth, I believe that humility is is strength under constraint. I think it's a person who is humble is a person who has a lot of power, but also has a lot of self-control and a lot of care and concern for others. Mm-hmm. The Bible teaches me that God blesses those who are humble. In fact, it teaches me that the entire earth belongs to them, is the way the Bible puts it. So that tells me that these people have a lot of power, the humble do. Mm-hmm. And I think that humility, as I've found, is such a freeing thing. It is such a freeing thing to just give up my striving for a period of time and serve someone else for a change.
Mm-hmm. And I want to speak to those women who are trying to gain humility, because those women who have it, mm-hmm, probably understand it, but then there are others that would say, you know what, I need more humility. How do I seek after and gain that, mm-hmm, humility?
Well, you know, one of my favorite writers is C.S. Lewis, and he kind of drew a distinction between what he would call a truly humble person and what he would call false humility.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, that the truly humble person is not someone who is always telling you that they're a nobody, mm-hmm, or that they're not deserving of this or that or the other. He says that someone who's truly humble, if you were to meet that woman, that they would probably just seem cheerful to you. They would probably seem to have taken a real interest in you and what you said to them. They would probably seem to be helpful towards you and encouraged by you. And it said in his writings there, he said, if you dislike that person, it will probably be because you feel a little envious of anyone who seems to enjoy life so easily. But he will not be thinking about humility, because he will not be thinking about himself at all. And so I think that's really where humility comes from. It's the emptying of all of our self stuff, you know, mm-hmm, our self hang-ups, our self concerns, our self insecurities, and just focusing our attention on the world around us and the people around us and loving them, serving them.
Powerful. Rachel, let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll explore a few more truths, and we'll continue this conversation, this on-point conversation, right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home, Axion, Texas, and Get Wired Satellites. Get HD for Life, plus so much more by phoning 318-767-2220. And St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining us, we're joined by writer, speaker, and blogger, and so much more, Rachel Olson. And we're talking about her book, It's No Secret, Revealing Divine Truths That Every Woman Should Know. And we're going to get to that place of rest. But first, you know, Rachel and I were talking about humility. And I said, you know, we really don't want to just brush over humility, Rachel. And we want to talk about this idea that so many women have, that if we, that competitive spirit that many women have, and it's something that is underlying that we all know about, but I don't think that we're working hard enough to really get past it. And we were talking about that during the break, and I want to talk about how that ties into humility.
Well, you know, there is, I think the underlying problem there when we feel that that competitiveness or that sense of, I don't have time to stop and help you get ahead because then I'll be behind.
Mm-hmm.
I think what underlines that is a mindset, and it's a mindset that thinks that there is a limited amount of the good life, and so mm-hmm. I have to work to get my share before it's all gone, and if I help you get your share, then there'll be less of a share for me. And so that's really the thinking that underlines it, and I believe that the opposite is true. My God is a God of abundance, mm-hmm. of abundant life, And I think he's put hopes and dreams in every woman. I think he has specific plans for every woman, plans for good, plans that will delight their souls. And I don't believe that helping someone else find their plans or get a step further down their road takes anything at all away from our own journey. In fact, I think it propels us forward.
And so, Rachel, this is the real question. Where do you think, if you've ever thought about it, that mindset comes from? Because it seems to be inherent in women, but not so inherent in men.
That's an interesting question, Carlette. You know, it may be what women have been through in their journey towards more freedom and more equality. Mm-hmm. It may be, you know, that men have always had this idea that they could go out into the world and they could be what they wanted to be. You know, do you want to be an accountant? Do you want to be president? Mm-hmm. Go after it.
Mm-hmm.
And women, you know, traditionally did not have those options open to them. And then when some options opened, they tended to be just a handful of things. You could be a teacher or mm-hmm. you could be a nurse, but you couldn't necessarily be an accountant or become president. And so, you know, maybe it's leftover thinking from working our way forward from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I do believe that whenever we help someone else get ahead rather than greedily grasping mm-hmm. for what we feel we deserve, I think that we find a pleasure that we missed in all of our grasping and our striving. And I think that it positions us for God to lift us up, to exalt us for having served others.
Absolutely. And you know, this is what I want you to speak to. I want you to speak to how, you know, because there are, and I feel a quiet in the spirit because this is a powerful conversation. But I want you to talk about, in your mind's eye, how we as women get to our real truth and really say to ourselves that, yes, I have these issues, but I want to change my mindset. I want to change my mind about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself is, if there were no obstacles, if lack of education or wasn't an obstacle, or money was not an obstacle, or what other people think or expect of me were not an obstacle, if all of that could be cleared out of the way, what would I want to do with my life? How would I want to live? And to be able to answer that question and then with courage go after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because very often we are caught up in what we feel the culture demands of us, what we feel is going to be the successful route or the correct route. And I think that can put us kind of on this feeling of a competitive rat race that we're all after the same thing. But I think if we can get quiet and clear away all the yes buts,
mm-hmm.
all the reasons why we can't or reasons why we should do something else, and ask ourselves, what really is it? How do we truly want to live? I think we would be surprised at our answers.
That's powerful. And then I want to talk about getting past covetousness.
Mm-hmm. You know, here's what I think the typical progression is. I've done it. We've all done it. We see a woman that we admire,
mm-hmm.
And so we set out to emulate her. And once we get pretty good at our imitation, we no longer want to just match her. Now we want to top her.
Mm.
We want to exceed her. And our formal role model, that woman that we admired and appreciated, just became our perceived competition.
Wow.
And we slid from admiration to comparison to coveting to competing. And as we made that slide, you know, the sisterhood, I think, of women gets degraded in the process.
Oh, Rachel, that is probably the most powerful, eloquent description that I have heard. And that is right on point.
Thank you.
My goodness. My goodness. Go ahead.
I think it's true. And that's where I'm very passionate about helping other women. If there's something that you want and another woman wants it too, you help her get it. And I truly believe that in your doing that, it doesn't diminish what's left for you at all. I believe, in fact, that it increases what will be left for you.
Wow. And so this is a mindset, Rachel, that we've got to cultivate. But we can't just do it with words. And because the mindset has been such that if I help you, then somehow I'm going to lag behind, how do we drop that baggage? Because we've been doing it typically probably since, you know what, we've been doing it since the beginning of time. And I'll give you an example. I was at my son's baseball game last night, and I saw two little girls who have no idea, or maybe they do. They're probably about 7 or 8 years old. They really don't understand this concept that we're talking about right now. But I saw the competitiveness. I saw the mean girl spirit already. So this is something that I don't know if it's innate, but how do we get past it?
You know, that's where humility comes into play. And I think humility has to be a decision. It has to be something that we value. It has to be something that we bring on the scene when we're in those moments and we start to do the comparison thing and the coveting thing. I think we have to stop and I like to say to myself that when I'm kind of coveting something that somebody else has, somebody else's life, I have to just stop and say to myself, you know what, I will find the life that God has for me when I stop trying to grasp a life for myself.
That's powerful. And you know what? Go ahead.
And I have to trust that the life that God has for me is going to be ultimately more satisfying than any life I could grasp or grab or create for myself.
That's powerful. And you know, this is what I want people, especially women, to meditate on this morning, that if you're looking at what someone else has and you want it because you think it is good, because you think it will make your life happy, I really want people to consider that God is no respecter of persons, that he doesn't love one any more than he loves the other. And you can aspire to have those things, but in God's time. Because we've said it many, many times, what's for you is for you. But I think that has become almost cliche-ish. We say it, but we really, Rachel, I don't know if we really, really mean it way down deep in our spirits.
Well, that's where we have to get to that place of, do I believe this, and will I put it into action? Will I live this way?
Mm-hmm. Will I put it into action? And when we come back, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about getting over into rest, into a place of contentment, into a place of being right where you are, knowing that is right where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, and with whom you're supposed to be there with, Rachel, because that's critical. Many of us are so busy trying to get ahead, trying to get to the next thing, trying to get to the next success, the next accolade, and we forget about that place of rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come back, we want to talk about how you put it all down and just begin to rest and to know that in time, what God has for you is indeed for you, and no devil in hell can stop that. You're on point, everybody, and this is On Point Talk. We'll be right back.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. With
just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market. It is a natural fact where you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from the Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. For the Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute, I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Paulette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, always on point. She listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to understand your insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. And McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT network, what a poignant, encouraging, uplifting conversation that we're having with Rachel Olson. The book is called It's No Secret, Revealing Divine Truths Every Woman Should Know. And we are just having the most incredible conversation on and off the air. And before we leave this morning, Rachel, I want to talk about women getting over into rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've been talking about that, that feeling that we have to work hard to get ahead in life, that there's a limited amount of the good life, and if we don't, you know, get out there and start creating our share of it, we're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps us busy. That creates a sort of a frenetic pace in our souls and in our lives, and we feel like we can't stop to rest, because if we stop to rest, we'll fall behind, and therefore rest starts to feel like a risk to us, something we can't afford.
Wow. Rest starts to feel like a risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. And there are many people that are right there, that are in a frenzy because they feel like if I'm not doing, then I may lag behind. How do we stamp out that mentality?
We have to come to believe the divine secret, as I call it, that tells us that that activity does not always equal productivity, and that productivity can come through rest.
Say it one more time.
Activity does not always equal productivity.
Wow.
In fact, mm-hmm. productivity can come about through intentional times of rest.
That's powerful. And, you know, this morning I think it's so poignant. And one of the things that Rachel and I were talking about during the break, and I want to share that because I think a lot of people may or may not have gotten this. When you have mentors or people that you look to, and it hit me hard because I said, you know, if that's a possibility, I never want to experience the student being greater than the teacher, even when it seems as though the student has excelled or has more visibility. You know, I hope, Rachel, that women will really, really grab a hold of that and know that there doesn't have to be a competition, especially with those people that you admire and that you look to and those women that have mentored you. I really, really hope that people will receive that this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's really a mindset of humility that you're describing right there, that no matter how much success or visibility or salary I earn, that does not it does not exalt me above anybody else, above those mentors that maybe I set out to emulate, or maybe a woman who's further behind me on the path coming up. You know, that's the mindset of humility right there.
And I hope more than anything, and what I will take away from this conversation, but I hope what people that are listening, most especially women, will take away from this conversation is that humility is not, it cannot just be a mindset. It has to be action. And and it's not the kind of action that says, you know, that bows down, that has to say to people every time that you talk to them that they're humble. But but it's something that you sort of exude.
And that's because you've gotten the focus entirely off yourself. You're looking at others. You're looking at life. You're looking at God. And you feel no need to make any commentary on yourself.
That's powerful. And so what's the most important lesson that you hope that people will take away from It's No Secret?
Oh, gosh. Probably the ultimate lesson is just that what I have found is truly living according to God's ways. It frees you up, and it brings you a life that you might not have created for yourself, but you discover it's a life that you always wanted.
And so, and let me get back to the steps, because I fell right there in humility. Give a couple of those other steps that people really need in revealing divine truths that every woman should know.
In addition to humility, you know, we talk about, in this book, we talk about the secret to handling conflicts biblically, because, you know, we all have those little interpersonal conflicts, and we talk about how to handle those. We talk about the secret of growth through trials. Very often we see our trials, the troubled times in our lives, as something to just endure and get through. And, you know, reality is those are the biggest opportunities for growth in your life. Your trials are the best opportunities you have to grow. You can grow exponentially through your trials. One of my favorites is we talk about the secret of perfection in God's eyes rather than in man's eyes. And I love that chapter because it deals with perfectionism, which we all, I think, have a little tinge of from time to time. And it talks about other things like the secret of rest.
Mm. Powerful, powerful stuff. And I tell you what, I want you to talk about the title for your next book. And then when it drops, we'd love to have you come back and talk about it. Tell us what the next book is going to look like.
The next book is called My One Word, Change Your Life with Just One Word. I've co-written this book with my pastor, Mike Ashcraft, and we have been doing this as a church for about 7 years. We've been on K-Love with this. It's a concept that really seems to be a movement of God, and the concept is simple. It's drop your long list of New Year's resolutions, all your sweeping promises for the various ways you're going to change this year, and instead choose just one word that most represents what you most hope God will do in you in the year to come. Mm-hmm. And then you focus on that word for an entire year, 1 year with just one word, and we've seen great changes, great growth in that process.
Powerful. And give the website and the ministry one more time and how people can connect with you and connect with your blog.
Sure. The Proverbs Ministry website is proverbs31.org. My personal website is Rachel Olson, that's Olson with an E, rachelolson.com. And if you're interested in learning more about My One Word, that website is myoneword.org.
And you know what I love about the Proverbs 31 ministry more than anything is that it's a collective group of women.
Mm-hmm.
All women who are working together to promote not only yourselves, but to promote what each other is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's amazing. And I think that is a paradigm. That is an example that we all could use.
Yeah, you know, Carlette, I would not be interested in being a Lone Ranger in ministry. I would not be interested in that at all. I love working with this group of women. They're a group of women with integrity and humility, and we just seek to build each other up.
And that's what it's about, and that's why we felt that this conversation was so critical. And you know what? I believe that these kinds of conversations will open up the possibility to other women's groups, not just in word, but in deed, where there doesn't have to be any competition.
Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a very beautiful thing.
And I think that Proverbs 31 ministry is really a prime example that it's happening, that it can happen, and that, you know, each person is going to get what God has for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you build each other up, that everybody wins. And that's something that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think that we'll get there by talking about it, by growing, by talking about our own truths with ourselves and opening up to that possibility. But Rachel, I want to thank you. We want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. And we want to thank you for extending your time with us this morning. You have been absolutely incredible.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. Everybody, this is On Point Talk. We're going to take a break and we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, you know what? We're wrapped up a great conversation with Rachel Olson. I want to encourage you to go to her website at rachelolson.com. Rachel spelled R-A-C-H-E-L-O-L-S-E-N. And, you know, I was telling Rachel at the end of the show and during the show, I felt really a quiet in the spirit realm because I believe that we have stepped on every person's toes. And really, we're getting out front with each other because it's time to take the masks off. It's time to be real and true with ourselves first. Before you can birth any dream, before you can reach any success, it begins with truth. And one of the things that she said was so poignant and so real, and I've got to reiterate it and I've got to talk about it. Because we as women start out liking each other, and then we get into a competitive spirit and we forget why we really liked each other in the first place, because now we're competing. What we essentially do is we metaphorically take out the yardstick and we begin to measure ourselves to the next person. And unless and until we stop it and we get truthful with ourselves, we will never see the greatness that each and every one of us is destined to live and to be. And it hit me so hard that I never, never want to think that I could be greater than the people that I hold up as mentors and teachers and people who have supported, no matter how big or where God may take me. And, you know, I had never even thought of that until this moment. And I can see that if you don't really talk to yourself and understand really real truth, those will be places that the enemy will try to take you. And I never, ever, ever want to go there. And I hope that you don't as well. And if you have gone there, if you're there now, all you've got to do is repent. Because I am telling you, if we don't start serving each other, and this show is a service, it is a service to all. And what we try to do is what we try to do every single day is we try to make happen for you and for others what we believe God will make happen for us. And we believe by serving other women. And I'm telling you, this is something that is very real. I don't care what you may think about it. This is about empowering others. This is not about touting who we are and what we do. This is not about touting the most famous people that we can bring in. It is about giving you great information every single day to empower yourself. But self-empowerment can't happen without self-truth. And until we learn to be true to ourselves, I'm telling you, the mind, DC and I have said it for years and years and years, the mind is a powerful tool. And if you're lying to yourself, yourself will eventually believe that lie. And so what we're essentially asking you to do, and what we're doing ourselves, is stripping away the layers and being truthful with ourselves. And then we'll be able to climb to the next height. We'll be able to climb to the next thing. But, you know, in climbing, Rachel said something so poignant. There has to be rest. And you have to know that you can rest without feeling vulnerable or without feeling at risk. And, you know, that brings me back, DC, to something that Pastor Greg said on Sunday. He said, when you're sleeping, you really have no idea that you're even in the world, really. A lot of times you can't even hear when you're sleeping, when you're at rest. You have to allow yourself to just rest and know that when we say, especially as believers, what God has for me is for me, that it's really true. Can't just be words. They're words that have to take action and have to take flight. And if you truly believe that, you won't get into competition with people that you admire. You will be able to look at them and you will be able to celebrate their victories. You will be able to love what you see that they're doing in spirit and in truth. And when you get there, when you truly get there, then you'll see that God will take you to the next thing. And don't think that where you are is senseless, because where you are is right where you're supposed to be. You're preparing for the next thing. But in preparing, you've got to know when it's time to move to the next thing, when that season of preparation is over. And then God may move you into another season of preparation at another level. And when we understand that it's okay, then we truly become okay. And I've never heard anybody really break it down so eloquently and so beautifully. And if you heard Rachel, not just her words, Rachel, I know you're listening via our website, but we heard your heart. And that's what it's really about. And you can feel the truth, the warmth, and the humility of Rachel's heart. And ladies, the lesson this morning, as you're sitting at your desk or you're driving in, I think one of the main lessons is learning to kill that competitive spirit. Just let it die and trust that what's for you, it's truly for you. And knowing that when we rest, it doesn't have to be a risk. That the infinite greatness and goodness that God has is for all of us. And y'all, that's why we wake up every single morning with talk that is on point. It's not just words. They're lessons that we can all learn that empower us to get through our day. As we encourage you, I told Rachel, our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten. But as we encourage you, we sit here and we get encouraged as well. You know, so we're all sitting at the table, partaking. And I would ask you to get interactive. Look at the presentations that we're making. Get these books. Get them down in your spirit. Go to these websites. Put your eye gates on them. Meditate on them. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be bigger, better, greater for it. But we're all going to maintain, hopefully, a humility. Not just a humility in word, but in real truth. Because we are all at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's just stop throwing those verses around and Let's soak in that and get that down, way down deep in our spirits. Y'all, it's Tuesday, and it feels good. And I hope that you'll find rest today in wherever you are. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. That's why we do it every morning. But guess what? God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a Tuesday filled with humility. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Can you believe it? The week is winding up already. We're out of time for now. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.